Removal of Baltimore Bridge Wreckage to Clear Shipping Channel Begins. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 1, 2024. Work crews have commenced the urgent work to remove the collapsed structure of the bridge over the Patapsco River, cutting through the enormous steel girders to load parts onto waiting barges. Large barge-mounted cranes arrived in Baltimore at the end of last week to support the effort to clear the deep-dredged central channel of the Patapsco River. And now cascades of sparks herald the work of cutting the remains of the former bridge into manageable pieces for recycling. Workers suspended in cages used gas torches or cut through the Francis Scott Key Bridge's steel. Supported by seven cranes, including cranes capable of lifting up to 1,500 tons, reports World Cargo News. A statement said, highly trained demolition crews are cutting the top portion of the north side of the collapsed bridge truss. Two crane barges, a 650-ton crane and a 330-ton crane, are actively working on scene. The removed wreckage is scheduled to be lifted and transferred to a barge this evening as daylight allows. A 230-ton land-based crane will offload and process the wreckage at Trade Point Atlantic and will then be taken to a disposal site. While the timeline to completely reopen the Port of Baltimore and even replace the bridge is unclear and may stretch to the months and years respectively, the present priority appears to be to get the northern part of the dredged channel furthest from the presently position of the MV Davy clear of wreckage to allow some ships to pass in and out of the harbor, as well as working ships to help support the salvage process. That may also include urgent commercial shipping, but the channel will only operate one way, meaning the flow of traffic will be slow. The salvage operation is complex. Parts of the bridge rest on the bow of the MV Davy, the large container ship which struck the bridge's central span southern pier, causing a cascade failure that brought the whole structure down. The ship has suffered damage beneath the waterline and has some flooded compartment forward, but it remains buoyant. If the removal of those bridge sections pinning the ship to the riverbed aren't removed with care, the ship could float free or pivot in an uncontrolled fashion. A concern given there are underwater gas and power lines close to hand, and overhead cable towers close by. Working to keep that situation under control beyond the mammoth cranes are several tugs and Coast Guard ships at the scene. Breitbart News has reported that early claims on how quickly and how cheaply the Baltimore Bridge could be repaired appear to have been extremely optimistic. Economics editor John Carney has stated, "The job of rebuilding the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is going to take a lot longer than many people initially thought, and cost a lot more money." The Associated Press reported Friday that rebuilding the bridge could take anywhere from 18 months to several years, according to experts. It pinned the price tag at $400 million or more than twice that. If anything, those are lowball estimates. The original bridge took 5 years to build from groundbreaking to ribbon cutting. But the planning for the bridge began years before that. It cost $141 million back in the 1970s. The equivalent of $735 million today. Simply adjusting the 1970s construction costs for inflation, however, does not capture the picture of how much more expensive major infrastructure projects are today than they were 50 years ago. A 2019 Brookings Institution study of costs to build interstate highways found that states spent approximately three times as much to construct a highway mile in the 1980s as they did in the early 1960s. The study stops then because major infrastructure construction has almost ground to a halt since then. Read more at Breitbart News.